Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Arr, ahoy, crew members. Today's show is a service of our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this show. Thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, okay. Because I want to make sure people know about this so that I can enjoy it publicly, because I want to enjoy it publicly, I am hitching my wagon to a sports team. I am not a fan of this sports team regularly, but I will tell you that I am a fan for the city and for the playoffs, and because they share a long-suffering history, much like the Boston Red Sox, I want to say, let's go Cubs. Now, I know I'm going to piss off a lot of Pittsburgh Pirate fans, but Cubs, I have read enough about this particular town and the long-suffering nature of the Cubs fans.
Yes.
So this is the way I understand it. This is a one-game wild card playoff. So the winner goes
explain,
on to the...
Explain that in a little more detail to me.
Okay, let me...
Do you know what a playoff is?
I do, but okay. I mean, this is not common.
Playoffs?
Playoffs? But this is not common in baseball, is it?
Yeah, they have this one game elimination.
Oh, they do? Okay, yes, I did not know.
Yeah, okay, so the way it works is that you've got...
if you've got the same winning schedule, right?
Well...
What the hell is that? Oh, wait. Oh, hold on. That's a guy talking. I'm sorry about that. I apologize. I wanted to... But hi, Matt Snyder. How are you from CBS? I'm looking at the CBS website that has the 2015 MLB playoffs.
All right.
So there's one wild card game. Then the winner of the wild card game will go on to take on the division champion, okay?
All right.
There are three division champions. In the National League, they are the Los Angeles Dodgers, the New York Mets, and the St. Louis Cardinals. In the American League, they are the Toronto Blue Jays, the Texas Rangers, and the Kansas City Royals.
Toronto?
Toronto, the Blue Jays.
That's not even in
okay.
this country.
Stop it. And so, and after that, you have one slot that's got to be filled by the wild card team, and they made it more interesting a few years back when you have the teams outside of the division champions with the best records play each other
they
in a one-game playoff. In the case of the National League, it is the Pittsburgh Pirates against the Chicago Cubs, and in the case of the American League, it is the Houston Astros against the New York Yankees. I always feel weird about the Houston Astros in the American League. I don't know why. I just do. What are you playing?
My kind of town. Chicago is. I thought with you on the Cubs bandwagon, you'd want some Chicago... flavored
from the musical
tunage.
Now this could only happen to a guy like me.
Anyone listening to our show will know this is our show. This is what it is for me personally. This is the suffering that I go through every single day.
Suffering. This is support.
This is you are bringing a tune into. I'm having a discussion of this, and then you're playing Frank Sinatra. That's what you do. Couldn't change it. Couldn't change if I wanted to. That's the way. That's
you have who's on first in that machine.
Several versions.
Okay, so let me explain. All right, the American League wild card game, which is another game that I'm interested in because it's got the Evil Empire, New York Yankees in it, so I'll be looking in on that. But the long-suffering Chicago Cubs, what I will not accept from our listening audience is, gee, Mike, we were going to win until you joined up. No, that's not true. I just want to say...
Oh, you are not a cancer?
No, I just want to make sure that this is anything can happen with one game, with a one-game playoff. And that's the way they do it. And then whoever wins the Pittsburgh-Chicago game will go on to play the St. Louis Cardinals for a legitimate division series. And that's what they're called. They are called the LDS, the League Division Series. And then you have the LCS, which is the League Champion Series. And then you go on to the WS, which is the World Series. Is this...
No one calls
am I
it
making
the,
it clear?
No one calls it the WS,
well, it's
do
the
they?
It's I'm trying to just say...
This is easy, Mike. Just tell them, look, all my teams blow, So I got to find a team to root for.
That's true.
And yeah, I chose the Cubs.
They do. Yeah. They all do blow. And, I will say my football team, which I still kind of have a soft spot in my heart for the New York Giants, they don't blow as bad as the Buffalo Bills. Sorry, Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy. And,
hey, Jimmy, if you know those regular texts that I send you on Sunday, if you're wondering why you don't get them on Sunday that they're playing the Giants, it's because I'm a Giants fan. And I don't commiserate when the Bills play the Giants. So that's all there is. About that. Oh, and by the way, if you live in Washington, D.C., be aware, since we're talking sports in this opening segment, that the Washington Redskins are going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's winning the Super
Bowl. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. It's all done. Mm-hmm. It's officially over. They have not one, not two, three running threats now, so they are going to the Super Bowl.
Barely won that game.
I bet you're regretting getting rid of those tickets, Oscar Santana.
Oh, no.
That's for
sure.
Did
you see how empty the stadium is?
Yeah.
So sad. I was like, thank God I didn't buy those tickets again.
Okay, so let me just see when the day. I think it's Tuesday, I believe. Nope, it's Wednesday. The Cubs will visit the Pirates in what should be a dandy of a pitcher's duel Wednesday, with Jake Arrieta getting the ball for the Cubs, and Gerrit Cole gets it for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And is that a night game? I believe it's a night game. I think they're all night games, as far as I know. So anyway, look forward to that. So the Cubs are just long suffering, and yeah. I would love to see the story.
But they've been due for like 100 years, right?
Yeah, and
more
I'd love
than
to see
100,
the story.
I think, right? Isn't it like 112 years since they've won a WS?
Well, apparently last week on the show, I said something that was the equivalent of your sports games.
Oh,
punting time. I said punting time.
God. Oh, it's punting time.
Punting time. It's punting time. It's punting time.
Great. Is that by Semisonic?
Worst.
I think it's a
song. Yes.
Third down and long. We haven't got the requisite yards. It's punting time. It's punting time. Anyway, so I'm a little...
Wouldn't it be fourth down and long?
Yeah,
and
fourth down.
Well, sure. If you play
third down, and people are going to write you about
that. No, if you're playing conservatively, sometimes you punt on third down. If you're real
you
conservative,
don't.
I'm joking.
No, you don't.
I'm joking.
You
come
really
on.
You thought that, Rob? It's okay.
We didn't get the yards we needed. Punting time. Anyway, so that's the way it goes.
Well,
so I'm very
it's punting time again. I'm going to leave you.
What the hell?
We're covering all
What's
formats.
Going on?
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. So I'm very into sports. I don't know why. I'm going through a renaissance.
Oh, you're
where
gambling again.
Well, the gambling might have something to do with it. The fact that maybe in the FanDuel League this week.
You can gamble on baseball, you know.
Yeah, but it's too complicated for me. Too
really?
Many guys, too
oh,
many
okay.
bodies. It's all I can do to keep track of the Boston Red Sox.
Gotcha,
all right?
Gotcha.
And I look forward to learning about the Chicago Cubs if they happen to win and go on to the championship series, the league division series.
Is Ron Say still with them?
No, he's not, and neither is...
What about Ernie Banks?
great player.
Ron Santo.
Oh, no, he's not playing anymore.
Is that no? That's not a Cub, is it? Is it
I don't
is
know. It, I'm always, I'm trying to remember.
Ernie Banks.
I just said that.
What? You said Ernie Banks?
Oh my God, what's going on here?
I'm sorry. I was trying to think of new Cubs. That's what I was trying to think of.
If you listen back to this,
I know.
They'll think we'll have some sort of communication error. It's
no, we're not.
It's technical. It's all it is. It's technical.
I'm just you know why I didn't pay attention? Because, Dennis Eckersley played for the Cubs for a while.
Yeah, I believe you're right. You're right. And also the Athletics, did he not?
Well, he I think made most of his hay with the Athletics, and then he played a little bit for the Boston Red Sox too.
Yeah, I flipped a few baseball cards in the late 70s.
Yes, that's that how really?
Yeah, I did.
Is that how you do it? Is
that's,
that how you?
That's all
you
I got.
You flip them? Is that how it works?
Lots of time to kill on the bus, Mike. it's
Kerry
true.
Wood. Kerry Wood, another one that just popped into my brain.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah,
you just looked it up.
Yeah, I did.
But here's one I did. On video, you know.
Here's another. Well, you don't know what I'm looking at. You don't. You
what
have
else
no idea
would you
what
be
looking
at?
You don't know what I'm looking at.
We
right
see
now.
It in your glasses. The reflection of the screen.
You can't see it in your glasses.
Well, no, I have a screen in my glasses the whole time. You can't see what I'm reading.
We see the
just
reflection.
Just like you can't see what I'm doing, Pony.
Right now?
See,
see that?
Until I hold it up. I can go like this. You guys don't know what I'm doing. Yeah,
it looks
right
you're
now.
Just fake typing right now.
Yeah. No, I'm doing this.
Oh, okay.
You second guess that. Yeah, stop second guessing me.
Andre Dawson just did, if you're not watching on video, is he used his middle finger to point to Dennis Eckersley. That's what he did.
Andre Dawson was one of was another guy that played for the Red Sox for a little bit. So I remember that. Yeah. Sean Dunston, he was one that was a famous guy. You know, you got your
big Cubs
Aramis Ramirez.
There.
You've got that. He was a fine Cub. He really was. Mm-hmm. Derek Lee, a wonderful Cub. Who else? Forget it.
All of these people, Mike, spent their share of time hitting the ball at 1060 West Addison, right there in the city with big shoulders.
Thank you very much for helping on that note, Rick Sutcliffe.
Oh,
we're going to move on.
He's the best one. He's
Thank
my
you very
favorite
much.
Cub. You win.
I was at a bar with Rick Sutcliffe one time in Annapolis, Maryland, when he played for the Orioles for a while.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, bet you didn't know that, Mr. Scholarship. So, to make a long story short, one game coming up this week, it could be all over, and my baseball season will officially be dead to me. But if the Cubs hang in there, I'm going to have something to enjoy, because I feel for the city of Chicago.
Excellent.
Why are Cubs fans the best to date?
The Cubs fans are the best to date because, in my humble opinion,
yes,
they are long-suffering. Their teams have had heartbreak after heartbreak, but at the same time, they fill Wrigley Field up, and it's a wonderful baseball experience. And next to Fenway, it's the best time I've ever had in a baseball
park. That is a great answer, but the answer I was looking for is that they're not expecting a ring.
Yeah, that's true.
To date, like a verb, not like to date, like, as you know, up to the present. You know what? You probably would have done a better punchline if he had coached the joke a little better.
Yeah, I think my
monkey
joke was
better. I'm not the joke guy.
What are you, anyway? What guy are you?
I don't know either. I don't know that answer either.
All right. Well, good stuff. We didn't talk about gun control. Start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Oh, Lisa, there's no record of a hurricane ever hitting Springfield.
Yes, but the records only go back to 1978 when the Hall of Records was mysteriously blown away.
What is it, boy? Fire? Earthquake? Hippies? Hurricane!
Somehow the animals are always the first to know.
Okay, it's the standard grandpa drill. Everybody into the cellar.
It's dying down.
All clear, everyone.
Dad, no. This may just be the eye of the hurricane.
Relax. Can't you see how eerily calm it is? See, I told you it was over. I don't remember a bowling alley being there.
Dear God. This is Marge Simpson. If you stop this hurricane and save our family, we will be forever grateful and recommend you to all our friends.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are on the air and online worldwide. We are a daily radio show and podcast for you with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you are here, you do too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our show today brought to you by Nuts.com. Rob, what kind of nuts do you have from Nuts.com today?
You know what? I'm back to my second bag of the dried strawberries. Because, oh, my God, these are like candy. And look at them. I want you to see them. They're full strawberries. They're not just like little pieces of strawberries. They're full strawberries, dried, and they are like the best thing you've ever tasted in your life.
Strawberries.
Oh, my God, the best. The best.
That's one of the 3,000 snacks, dried fruits, sweet treats, and nuts that they have at Nuts.com. Simply the best. The O'Mara family got themselves a big bag of macadamia nuts from Nuts.com, and they're the best I have ever tasted in my life. You have to check out Nuts.com. They're the best tasting nuts on the planet with the convenience of shopping on the internet. Get it?
Yup.
Nuts.com. Simple, convenient. I love the website. Great pictures. Easy to navigate, easy to search. Ordering is a breeze. They ship fast, and the snacks were so good. Right now, new customers can get 4 free samples when you go to nuts.com and use the code TMOS. That is a $15 value, a great, great deal for you to start with nuts.com. You'd be nuts not to take advantage. Family-owned since 1929 and always with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nuts.com, they've got so much good stuff. They've got cooking and baking goods, almond flour, chia seeds, grains. They've got coffees, teas, sugar-free, but they've also got fantastic nuts. Mm. Nuts. Nuts.com. Big, salty, sweet, whatever you like. Munch on it. I love this. Let them take care of you and your taste buds. Right now, new customers get 4 free samples. Choose from over 50 options. That's a $15 value when you go to nuts.com and use the code TMOS. That's nuts.com and the code TMOS for 4 free samples with your order. Minimum purchase required. Thank you very much. Nuts.com.
Love it, love it, love it.
Well, it was... I felt really part of the culture up here on Sunday because Mrs. O'Mara and the baby and I, we all went to a good old-fashioned apple pressing.
Now, was this at a neighbor's house or like a community event?
This was at an orchard that is literally across the street.
Really?
Across the street from us, and people gathered
That's
from near
cool.
and far. There were people from all over the area, and our friends Jesse and Tara, they were there, and they kind of orchestrated the whole thing. He, I guess, went to an auction a few years back, got himself an old-fashioned auction press. And
cider
it was,
press.
I'm sorry, it's not an auction press, a cider press, where it was super, super old-fashioned, where you take this big barrel, mm-hmm. and then you put the apples that have been chopped up.
They grind them, right?
They grind them up, and they put them in a bag, and then you take the bag, and you put the bag down at the bottom of this press, and then you corkscrew down this little press, and then when you get to a certain point, he had this kind of... old style ratchet where you'd pump the thing and just squeeze that juice out of there. And once again, I felt like the old man with all
Why?
The couple. Well, it was like couples with little babies running around. And, you know, I really don't feel like I'm in the right place wherever I am. But I mean, the fact is, I don't feel like it when there are these young bucks running around and they're grabbing the apples and they're doing all this. And so I kind of asserted myself and I said, the only way that I'm going to feel valuable here is that I'm just going to get to work and
okay.
I'm going to work. And I worked the whole time I was there because, and I probably was one of those guys that came across as a dick because I wasn't letting him
probably.
Do anything. You know,
I can't imagine that.
Have you ever been to a social event?
Give me the bag, a-hole.
Rob, I know you have. You've been to a social event. You've been to a social event that is also a work event.
Oh, where and stuff you know, has to get done.
Yeah, and you know how there are two types of people. There are people that are going to socialize, and then there are the people that are like, hey, how you doing, Uncle? Hey. And go on with the task because
right.
the task is so important to get done.
Yeah.
That
the cider is the
they're not going to even speak to you.
People. I hate those people.
Well, it's working for show is what I call it.
Yeah.
And, good point.
But I didn't want to trouble myself with, being one of those guys standing around. So I dove right in. And
what
was
your task? Because there's several phases to the whole process.
I had several. I picked some apples, decided early on that all the kids were doing that.
That's
and
not
all
your
the
bit.
People were
yeah.
doing that wasn't my I saw
did
the,
you climb
the real
a tree?
Action. What's that?
Did you climb a tree?
No, I did not
did
climb
Did you use a
tree.
Ladder?
No, I did not use it. There were
how
I didn't
did
see any
them?
Ladders. They were low
Are
it was low hanging fruit,
apple
Oscar.
Bushes?
We've talked about that on this show. Low hanging fruit. That's what it was.
Subterranean apple digging?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they had a stick or like a pole. Where,
oh, you
he,
pick them off.
Where he shook the tree and the apples
okay.
fell.
Yeah.
But the problem with that, where and I didn't speak up because this is the first time I've been to this thing.
Sure.
The problem with that, in my opinion, was that when you do that, you're knocking the apples onto the ground and you've got the rotten ones and the good ones.
Oh, they're doing it wrong.
It's lengthening the process. Yeah.
And also, you know
I'm
what?
Concerned.
I would think that rotten apples, Mike, one bad apple. Don't spoil the whole bunch. Just so
rotten
you know.
Apples would give the
but,
cider
but no, the
a bad
apples
taste.
Would also fall before the healthy apples because I think
that's,
their stem would
true.
Get sick.
Well, you're figuring out the reason why I moved away from this particular activity.
That whole department was flawed, and you wanted nothing to do with it.
Doing it wrong, I don't want to be a part of this system.
Wash your hands of it.
I am becoming less socially engaging. I don't like small talk. I don't like small talk anymore. I hate small talk. I don't know if you've ever liked small talk.
I don't think I ever have.
No, I think for people that do what we do for a living.
I'm not going to remember where you live. Where do you live?
We really do talk a lot for a purpose. And I think that small talk sometimes... it feels just like such a waste. I have to be in the right frame of mind if I'm going to make small talk at a party.
If Rob isn't getting paid, he doesn't do small talk.
No, that's not true.
You know what kind of... I like talk. You know, my cousin Teddy and his wife Mandy and their kids came over on Saturday night. That's my kind of talk. That's fun.
Something with substance.
That's something substantive. And then, you know, you got lots of laughs and that. The whole thing where, unless somebody... I wish people would do more shtick. You know what I mean? I would like, hey, how are you? What's your name? My name's Phil. Hey, do you hear this one? You know, that I'd enjoy that a little bit more. But
did you come prepared with some apple jokes?
Yeah, did you have apple jokes?
I didn't come prepared with anything, to be honest with you. We just strolled over because it's across the street.
Okay.
So we just walked over and they're all people that were very busy. And there was an older couple there. In fact, my wife's friend's parents were there. And they were from England and they were super nice. Like,
accent?
Over the top nice. Yes, heavy. Yes. Yeah,
how are the
I know
teeth?
You hate that. I know you hate the accent, but they...
did the war come up, Mike?
Well, everybody
always
asks.
You know what? They're going to listen to this probably.
Uh-oh.
And
well,
I was trying to give them a compliment.
I didn't mean the war.
How are their teeth, Oscar says. How are their teeth?
That's the bit, right? They have bad...
That's the bit from Charles Dickens back in the day, for God's sake.
I'm learning from you guys.
No, well, don't learn from us,
Don't learn from him. Don't bring me into this. Don't learn from him.
Every time you talk about England, you talk about their teeth.
I wasn't talking about the war where we, were against them. I meant the big war.
Thanks
where
for
we
not
fought.
Going back to the Revolutionary War.
Or 1812, Rob. Mike.
That.
You know, it was
or
a little more than that.
Thanks,
but, as recent as 1945,
let's move on.
we were on the same side.
Well, they
so
were
you
very
went
nice.
From the bushes
they,
to what?
They were very nice. Went from the trees. They're not bushes. They're apple trees.
Okay.
Not apple. Did you really think they were apple bushes?
Well, you weren't picking them until you said you actually had the stick and the metal piece that shakes them off.
You shake the trees.
I thought you bobbed for
them. Do they have apple trees in Bolivia? I'm curious.
No, they don't.
They're
not indigenous.
What do they have down there? Mangoes?
They have Civil War.
Don't they have like sticks?
Avocado
sticks.
They have little sticks.
Yeah.
Don't they have sticks they carve into that pan flute?
Yes. Isn't that what they make? That's what it is.
Bamboo trees, Mike.
That's what they make.
And they run and dig.
It was pleasant, but I got right to it. I got right to salt of the earth, good people. Not a tremendous amount of conversation, just get it done. And so what I did was I took the grinder and I did that. That was a lot of hard work because that's you're really chopping up the apples into a fine
pulp.
Don't
they have an app for grinding?
They sure do.
It's called Grinder. Yeah. What is
that's
that
for,
like?
That's for the
well, to be perfectly honest with you,
homosexuals, though.
All of this could have used a combustion engine. You could have probably, if you were doing this on a large scale, you'd probably throw the apples into a grinder and then press it with a super industrial press.
Was it a crank?
It was a crank. And the probably about this big by this big, a little square thing where you shove the apples
just
in.
Then
you drop them in and there's a stick. A guy stands up there with
a stick. Lots of sticks.
And he shoves the apples in and then you transfer.
Is that the guy called Lefty?
Are people
it's
throwing
chunk.
In their tax returns in there as well? Sensitive information.
Yeah, like Channel 4's document shredding.
Shred it.
Sure.
Oh, it's up here. We don't pay taxes. Anyway, so they're grinding the apples and then you take the sack, which is a porous sack. Did you see a picture of the Grease Man over the weekend, too?
Mike, the Grease Man will be in the audio vault today.
Really?
Yes,
yeah. The Grease Man. I could listen to the Grease Man read the phone book. There's my compliment for the Grease Man today. The Grease Man. I seriously could watch him read the phone book. Is he on the radio anymore? Is he doing anything anymore?
Not doing anything. I'll reach out to him again.
He needs to be on the More Network.
He shut us down the last three or four times politely. He's just not interested in doing anything. But I'd love to have him on just to talk. Just to talk to him, see what he's up to.
Yeah, we should definitely do that.
Yeah, because he seems like...
Get him to panel once. Maybe we can talk him
I'll say this. You know? He seems happy. He seems like he's doing great.
Is he living on a boat?
I think he was on a boat for the hurricane. I don't know. It was he didn't offer a lot of detail.
See, nobody pays attention to anything. I mean, nobody. I don't know, and nobody knows, and nobody will ever know.
Well, the guy,
because everybody, five people looked at that and said, "Hey, is he living on a boat?" Nobody knows. Nobody knows where he is. He's really gone under the radar, which is more power to him. I think.
Yeah,
that's great.
Last time I saw him online was him and his fifth wife or whoever that may be.
Well, he's got a lot of pictures. He has a lot of pictures of women. Sure whether they are his wife or not. I'm not quite sure, but
Well,
you
I know
play
he
that?
Was.
Play
he...
it in the audio vault, but play. Can you play it here? Can you play the
he
the
was
Grease
married
thing?
To Estelle.
Estelle, he
but he's not married to her anymore. Yes, here is the Grease Man on hurricane preparedness.
Today I am singing a song of the sea, singing way, blow the man down. I hope you'll join in with this chorus with me. Way, hey, blow the man down. Checking in live from the deck of the Jack Tar, where boats are being turned to face into the storm in the event that Hurricane Joaquin, that pendejo, comes our way. We're rigging, we're double roping, we laid in the boosh. So I think we're going to be okay. Either way, full speed ahead and damn the torpedoes.
That's it. And I watched it seven times because it was just a little. I you know what? We went to radio war with that guy. We had that guy on our same station. I've known that guy. I've interviewed him. And it was just it was another era.
You don't find anyone with a lot of bad words to say about the guy.
No, and it was fun.
He's a good guy.
You know what? He was fun to listen to. Yeah, look, I wasn't a purist, but I will tell you that. And I competed against the guy for a long time. But he really was fun. And as I said, I could with that voice, just the way he uses his voice, I could listen to him read the phone book because he's just enlightening.
Would be
he's
cool.
He's fun. But anyway, getting back to this whole Apple thing, I ended up taking the sack, the porous sack.
Was it canvas or cotton or burlap? How porous was it?
I don't know. And so I took the sack that's got the holes in it, and I transferred that sack into the other bucket, and then you take out these thick, 2-inch thick wooden plates, and you lift them out, put the bag in, and then when you put them back in, you mash down with a corkscrew the mash, and then it just pours out. Then it pours out, and what you've got is fresh cider right there, real apple cider, fresher than you could ever imagine.
Is it amazing to taste?
It's good. It's good. It's no,
praise.
It's not. It's not amazing. You know, amazing would be if Jesse, my friend Jesse, had brought his hard cider over there.
Oh, yeah. Well, sure.
Oh, because we talked about it briefly, you were under the impression that you were going to be making hard cider.
Well, you don't make hard cider. You actually get the cider, then
drinking,
you put it off to the side.
Yes.
And that is, I am seriously next year going to investigate that. And you can just buy cider from the store and do it that way. But I'd like to make my own hard cider because I think it's a pretty simple fermentation process. And, I've never been someone who has a desire to make my own wine. I have never had a desire to make my own beer, especially not my own beer.
Ugh.
We worked with guys that made their own beer. They were always gross. Sorry about that. But, hey, there are lots of people in our listening audience that do that, and some of them are going to send us some craft beer. So I don't want to say you're that type of person. I'm just talking about my own personal experiences with people I've worked with.
One thing I know, Mike, is that if your cider stays hard for more than 4 hours,
see a doctor.
See a doctor right away.
Absolutely. I will do that. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills. Rob had a big weekend.
Yes.
Real, real big, big weekend. Can't get back to his friends who sent him funny things online. He's too busy. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is the Internet Steve Mermelstein. Did you know it's almost time for the highlight of your year? Get ready, my children, because the entire TMOS gang is coming to the Mad Fox Tap Room in Glover Park, Washington, D.C., USA, Wednesday, October 14th from 6 to 9 p.m. Come hang out with Mike, Oscar, Rob, and the whole gang. The Mad Fox Tap Room is conveniently located at 2218 Wisconsin Avenue Northwest. For directions, check out madfoxbrewing.com. But it's easy to find. It's right across the street from the Bagel Bakery. So come out for the meet and greet. It's truly a mitzvah. Mermelstein out.
I will use him for everything forever. He is the delight.
Steve had a murder weekend. He was so busy, but he took the time to do that for us. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Mermelstein. We appreciate it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. Every night you go to sleep, but do you really know how well you're sleeping, do you? New Sleep Number research shows that people with Sleep Number beds who used Sleep IQ technology experienced improved sleep quality, and their time in bed was more restful. And now all Sleep Number beds are available with Sleep IQ technology, so you can experience the best sleep of your life, and you can prove it. We have a wonderful interview with one of the vice presidents from Sleep Number that's up on our website, talking all about the benefits of a good night's sleep, especially when it comes to the Sleep Number kids' beds.
Yes.
And how much sleep does for children and kids going into high school and all the kids. A good night's sleep is so important for their development. So we love Sleep Number. You will too. If you want to learn more about how important good sleep is to good health, plus some great tips about kids, make sure to check out our special Sleep Number interview at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Come in and discover the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology, starting at just $1,099.98. No better sleep. Sleep Number beds and Sleep IQ technology are only available at any of the 475 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to inhale sharply and tell them Mike O'Mara sent you.
Yeah, you'll startle the salesman if you do that.
Thank you. So busy, busy weekend for you, Rob Spiewak. And not busy in the sense of work busy. It's never work busy, ever. But I will tell you that it was busy in that, did you go to the movies with your kids and then take your mom to a concert at night?
Carrie said, you don't do anything for 10 weeks, and then you go to a movie and see a concert in one day. What the hell is the matter with you?
Did you go to The Martian?
I went and saw The Martian.
Good
yeah.
man.
Did you see The Martian, Oscar?
I didn't have
did
time. I was
so
working,
you saw The Martian, and you know, it's a massive box office. Not
yeah.
a record, but we'll have that
well,
in news
knew,
you may not need.
I knew it was going to be big box office when I went to advance ticket, buy advance tickets for an 11:30 show, and there was three tickets available in the front row. That's it. At 11:30
wow.
on
that's
a Sunday.
Northern Virginia. That's Northern Virginia.
That's still a pretty good indicator. That I mean,
yeah, it's an indicator, but it's also, you know, and the people crawl over each other to be first, to go to the be the first ones to see it. That's what we're first. We're newest. That's what we do. But was it good? Was the movie good?
I was really, really impressed with it. I thought
good.
It was fantastic. And you,
good. I'm glad
you're
going to
love
credit.
It. I think Matt good. Damon is, you know, there are movies, and I kept sort of making mental comparisons to this. And what was the Sandra Bullock outer space movie?
Gravity.
It's really hard for a star, even a star of the biggest magnitude, to do a movie where they're primarily by themselves.
Mm.
And
don't ruin anything.
No, I won't ruin anything. I'll
this
just
guy.
Say
every detail. Tell us everything, Rob.
Better hey, that you didn't make it. I know. It's okay.
Does it make you realize
you can see
how
it tonight?
Does it make it you realize how rare it is that we have a movie that we really all want to see?
Yeah,
I mean,
it's once
so
or
rare
twice
now.
A year, maybe
if we're lucky, and that's how rare it is.
$55.8 million.
Oof. But
pretty good stuff.
But I don't think Sandra Bullock was engaging in her long solo sequences as Matt Damon was. He remains likable, and
yep.
there is a great theme to the movie I won't spoil, but it's really great storytelling. I wish it had been about 10 minutes shorter. It's a long film.
You took your son, and then you took a selfie with your son, and you said my two sons.
Oh,
but there was a picture. I could see Bart, but I couldn't see anyone else.
It's Robert, not Bart.
Robert, I'm sorry. But, my God, that's a Freudian slip.
Wow.
That's a.
But it was a dark theater, so maybe you couldn't make him out. Jabril was with us.
Jabril!
Oh, yeah,
oh my goodness, your two
God.
Sons.
Yeah.
I'm kidding, of course.
It was,
just making a little joke. It was difficult to see any of you in that theater.
Yeah, it was very dark, but it was. Maybe one of the reasons I enjoyed the movie so much is to have time with the two boys again. It's so
is he
fun.
Back full time now?
Full
or what?
Time, and he's going to high school. And as a matter of fact, you know, I still think of Jabril.
Is he about 6'8" now or what?
I think he is 5'8". He's
yeah.
grown up and he looks fantastic. He's turning into quite a handsome young man. And it's funny because when I default think of Jabril, and for people who don't know, he was our neighbor when we first moved to Leesburg.
From Tunisia.
Yeah, and Robert's best friend for many, many years. And so when I think of him, I think of him as like an 8-year-old, just the little kid.
So are they thick as thieves again? Did they pick right up where they left off? How many years did Jabril go away for?
He went away for a year and a half, 2 years, I think.
So that's pretty a lot of development happens in that period of time.
And he's significantly older than Robert. He's about 2.5 years older than Robert because mm-hmm. he's a sophomore. And but yeah, they picked right up, and that was kind of scary.
That's cool
because you don't know
race relations and all.
Yeah, you know, and
so he went over to Tunisia. Did his have you noticed any changes at all? You know, as he hasn't been radicalized, has he, Rob?
Well, you know, I told him that it's okay if he takes the turban off, because. He didn't want to block the guy behind him. No, he's not. He's just Jabril. He's not.
Imagine
Indian.
That. It's just like Rob goes to pick him up at the airport. And say, hey, Robert, this is exciting. Jabril's flying in today. And Jabril gets off the plane. And says, hey, Jabril, great to have you back. How are you? Oh, dear.
You guys.
Robert, I don't think this is going to work. Anyway, no.
No, Jabril is just the same, except he's older. And I was talking.
Is he still shy? Is he was kind of a shy kid?
Yeah, he is a little shy still. I said, "Can you?" Robert wants to know, "Can you stay the night Saturday night? You want to spend the night?" He said, "I'd love to, but I've got a project due on ancient Greek history, and it sucks." And I just said, "Wow, he's growing up. He's got real schoolwork to do. You know, he's growing up, but it's just
and
it's weird.
Is he? And I bet he strikes me. I bet he's smart, isn't he? He's a smart kid.
He gets
now,
good
isn't
grades. He gets good.
He gets
grades.
Good grades.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very
you might
good. That
not
didn't
know
really
to
answer
talk
the
to
question.
Him.
You notice how he didn't really directly answer the question? That was like a political answer he just gave me. Is he
smart? Kid. Good grades.
Good grades would be all A's and B's.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. You wouldn't. What I'm saying is this: is sometimes when a child is shy, Mike, and let's be careful because he is my son. When a child is shy and you're chatting with them, sometimes they don't come off as the most learned person in the room.
I get it. I understand. You know, that's why shy doesn't work that well for me. Yeah, yeah. I understand what you're saying.
But he's doing great, and they were over the top about the movie. They just loved it. And I thought it was real good.
Is his mom still hanging around? Is she back in the area?
They're living in Ashburn now, you know, just maybe 5-6 miles away. I've not seen Amina since they've been back, though.
Yeah. Bet you've been thinking about her, though, huh?
Well, I've been, you know, sending thousands of emails.
When are you stopping by?
When can you come on by?
Hey, Amina. I'm Mina for you and Mina to get together.
I'm Amina.
I've always pictured Amina to be wearing a, like, 1960s traditional nurse outfit.
Okay.
That's what I've always said.
Like,
I've always pictured.
Like the show Julia?
Yeah, like Julia. Yes. Well, I guess you were in my brain when I did that.
Well,
one.
Sure. Who doesn't like that?
With
show?
The lovely Diane Carroll.
Sure, and Mike.
That's a real dated reference.
She's and Mike. All of America googles, but she still manages to look stunning, doesn't she, Diane Carroll?
Yeah, Oscar, you might want to Google that Diane Carroll
nurse
Julia
outfit,
and you will see the picture of Amina, who I've never met, never had the pleasure to meet. But so you've seen Jabril, but you haven't seen Amina. Why, she's been working?
She does work, and, you know, I basically just drive by. Obviously, they found the photos. I just drive by and pick him up. And so, but he's great. It's so much fun to see him.
I thought that it's interesting. This is a kid that you actually raised almost as your own.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you don't have a lot of interaction with the mother, though, right?
You know what? No, I take it back. I did see her the first time Jabril and I saw each other over the summer. Because we had
In the hot? Was it hot?
The summer day, Mike, it was hot and sticky.
Did you hold
where
up
did
okay?
You, where did you see Amina? Where did you see her?
In the high school parking lot.
Ooh.
Yeah. Because Jabril had to file some paperwork, so after lunch we went to the high
so
school.
She didn't go over to Tunisia with Jabril.
He lived
over to his father, his biological father.
His birth father.
Birth father.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
And Jabril is actually, I found out, the anglicized version of Jabril is Gabriel. So that's what Jabril is, like a derivation of the word Gabriel.
Do you call him Gabriel now?
No, I called him JJ. Always do. And he still calls me Mr. Rob. But it's funny because
you call
voice,
him JJ?
Yeah. That was his nickname.
You never said that before.
Well, I'm sure
no,
I
this
have.
Is the first time.
I think when Pony looks up at me, just a serious
Yeah. Does he walk in the house and say, what's happening? Yeah,
Dynamite! Oscar got the show wrong, but it was a good notion.
Sorry.
And what's funny is
the origin of JJ that you've never talked about.
That
I know
was
we'll
the
get
nickname that he asked to be called. I think that was his nickname when he was in elementary school. JJ. And
we've never heard JJ before.
Okay, then I was
no.
Not
I mean, this is absolutely brand new.
Oh,
I mean,
well,
as far as I know, I mean, it's completely brand new.
I call him JJ or Jabril or sometimes Son. I do call him Son.
Robert, he'll come down That's to the car, and you'll say, "How you doing, JJ?
What
is
up,
that
JJ?
How
Actually, Robert.
What's that?
Actually, Robert called him.
I mean, that joke was waiting 4 or 5 years for you to mention JJ.
Well, his voice has changed, so he'll come down and he'll say, "Hi, Mr. Rob," and I'll say, "Hey, JJ, are you getting hassled? Are you getting hustled?"
JJ, James is dead.
Damn.
In Hollywood.
There it is. From Television City in Hollywood. That's how old that show is, because they used to have to say that.
Wow.
From Television City in Hollywood. That's what they used to have to say.
That is so
because
great.
It was a big deal for people. It's Hollywood. That's it. All right. So you took Jabril to the movie and you liked it.
Yeah, the movie was great. You really should see it. It's excellent. The Martian.
Really, how many spiewacks?
Yeah,
do
how
you
many
give
spiewacks?
It? I forget how many
out of
spiewacks.
Five, out of five.
I give it 4.5 spiewacks.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Too long, it? Like they all are, like movies nowadays. Just
yeah.
All the movie. They really. You could shave 30 minutes off of every film now. No, I don't care what the length is. Shave. You know, if you've got a 60-minute film, you turn it to a half hour.
Yeah.
That's what you do. Shave 30 minutes
and
off of every film.
Think of the money you'd
okay.
save. You could save so much money by making shorter movies. But
yes,
it was the, I guess it would be like the middle, like if you divided the movie into quarters,
yes.
The third quarter, well, it dragged a little bit.
Okay.
Great ending and great setup to it. But it's really about a guy who solves problems, and it's very
on
methodical and good stuff.
Very
yeah,
cool.
Did you eat
it.
Anything at the theater?
I got a jumbo pretzel. Because we went to the Alamo.
What did Robert have? What did Robert do?
Robert also had the jumbo pretzel. Jabril had mozzarella sticks and Sour Patch Kids. And they split a popcorn.
Oh, that's sweet.
And I got out of the theater for under $600.
And you would think, ladies and gentlemen, that was the end of Rob Spiewak's
right.
day. But no, we are going into a second segment now because, ladies and gentlemen, Rob Spiewak is a busy guy. And he's a thoughtful guy taking his mom Mo out to the cinema. Not the cinema. He took her out to a big concert. Stevie Wonder was in town. Rob took his mom to see her.
Looking back on when I
yeah. So if you want to hear all about that, folks... You might want to stick around.
So mean.
That's coming up next. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint right now at Vistaprint.com. They are still offering one of the greatest online deals ever in the history of online deals. 500 business cards for $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. That's $9.99 for 500 business cards from the deck of the Jack Tire. This is the best deal out there.
You have got grease on your mind.
It is the best way to promote a small business. There's just something so great about handing somebody a card. It makes a great first impression. You can upgrade to their signature stock, add a fancy finish. We're laying in the bush. And you can go double-sided or even raised print. Vistaprint does it all. So easy, so user-friendly. You can choose from Vistaprint's great templates or add your own logo or artwork. It's easy to make a card that really screams you. They even do banners, apparel, flyers, postcards, invitations, anything you need for home or business. Vistaprint has the best customer service. Remember to use our code. It's TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you get 500 business cards for $9.99. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use our promo code TMOS at checkout. Don't wait. Go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today from the deck of the Jack Tar.
Yeah.
Is that his boat, the Jack Tar?
I always thought it was the good ship Grease.
The SS Grease.
Yeah. So, and you know, Mike, there are differences between sailboaters and powerboaters, because a powerboater goes blue da blah da blue da blah da blue.
Can you play that again?
Yeah,
I'm obsessing over it.
Sure,
yeah, the Jack Tar.
Today I am singing a song of the sea, singing way. Blow the man down.
Yeah,
I hope you'll join in with this chorus with me.
Doug Track.
Way, hey, blow the man down.
Grease man.
Checking in live from the deck of the Jack Tar, where boats are being turned to face into the storm in the event that Hurricane Joaquin, that pendejo, comes our way. We're rigging, we're double roping, we laid in the boosh. So I think we're going to be okay. Either
yeah.
way... Full speed ahead and damn the torpedoes.
And that's him
oh,
on a
man.
Smartphone. You don't have no idea. Folks that are not familiar with his work, cannot fathom the way he sounded in a studio.
Oh yeah,
on a microphone. He had
it
the,
was, and then he was on at night on the station that Don and I used to be on.
True enough.
That's probably why I made the slip before, because I've got I'm just getting nostalgia when I hear that guy, and it's interesting. And he just I don't know, an enigma. The man is an enigma.
He is.
I will always believe that, but I for whatever reason just love that little. It was such a throwaway. It was such just a little, yeah, I'll do this now.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
And he'll submit something on his Facebook page like every 4 months.
That's
That's it. That's what he posts.
Not always audio either, right? Not always audio.
Sometimes there's a picture, just a photograph.
Right, right. So in his zeal, ladies and gentlemen, to spend every nickel he earns on concert tickets, Rob Spiewak did it again. He brought he went to a concert for a second time again. You like to go to concerts multiple
times?
Well,
no, not necessarily. That's more of my wife and my daughter. Now, keep in mind, we spend a lot of money on concert tickets for the kids, and now Julia has a job.
So you've only gone to see Paul McCartney once, then?
Well, no, but only once per tour. This is the only time.
This is per tour.
This is the first time I've ever gone to the same tour twice. And it's because there's several reasons. Last, I believe it might have been April.
That sounds about right.
Stevie Wonder played a concrete box in Baltimore. The Baltimore Civic Center.
First
I think
Mariner
it is.
Arena? No? Civic Center?
Well, whatever. It might have been the Mariner.
It's
it changes
Mariner.
Name.
Yeah,
it
yeah,
changes
yeah, okay.
names. And I went and I was just mystified at how marvelous it was. I went sort of on a whim.
That's a Jerry. That sounds exactly like Jerry. I was mystified how marvelous it was.
Well, no, but you know, Stevie Wonder is a legendary performer. And I want
that's why we will bring him on the telethon. Please welcome Stevie Wonder and his mystical marvelousness.
There are times when you bring them on and you say, how great are they? And I call and he comes and he's to the moon and back.
And that's the way he does it, because he's got the thing and the good, and he jumps and he does it for me. What a wonderful... This next performer...
Ladies and gentlemen.
He is wonderful. Just but wonderful. Just
went up
wonderful.
And saw Stevie in Baltimore and took Robert... Largely because I also wanted Robert to see Stevie.
Yes.
Because, you know, Stevie is now 65, I think.
Time's a ticking.
He can't be doing this much longer.
Tell me about it, pal.
Time's a fleeting.
And the whole
time's a fleeting. You better get out there.
Hey, a lot of Motown people are dead.
Sure.
You better get up there.
Thank you very much.
So we go up, and I saw him, and I said, wow, that's fantastic. And I said, I don't know why I missed him when he came through D.C. the first time. And I said, if I ever get a chance to see him again, I'd love to do it again. So he announces that he's extending the tour and he's hitting the Verizon Center in D.C. again. And I start following the tickets, and the tickets are not cheap, but it sells out right away. So I'm watching the resales, and the prices are coming down because we're getting closer and closer to the show. So last week, I finally find some good floor seats, about $10 under face value that someone's reselling. And my mom has a birthday on October 14th. My mom was bitterly jealous and very sad that she didn't see him the first time. So I get a pair of tickets. I'm going to surprise my mom.
Did she have any clue? Did she have any clue whatsoever?
None,
such a good son.
None whatsoever. As a matter of fact, side note, I said, I think you've seen him once before. He opened for the Rolling Stones in the early 70s. And she said, no, I don't think so. And so when I posted that we were going, my dad wrote right under it, said, don't forget to tell her she saw him once before in 1972.
Oh,
and my mom indicated...
So she doesn't. This is a dispute between your between your father and mother.
Pretty sure that she saw him, but she doesn't remember.
Oh.
Which was
really? Was your mommy a bit of a pothead?
I don't think so, but that was the indication she made. It was a major surprise to me.
How old is your mom now?
My mom was born 1950. She's almost exactly the same age as Stevie Wonder. She'll be 65 on Wednesday, this Wednesday.
Oh, 65. Yes. This is a concert I took my mom to when she was 65. How do you like it, Mom? I knew you'd like it.
That's sweet.
Sorry.
So I got the tickets. I told my mom, I said, hold Saturday night open. I'll pick you up at about 5.
What do you have cooking? When did you tell her?
I told her like Thursday night, right when I got the right
what
before.
What if she
I
had plans?
Then I wouldn't have bought the tickets. I said, what's up Saturday? And she said nothing. Her brother-in-law was in town, so her husband Dave had to get him to the airport, so he was busy that
Free
night.
And clear.
So I said, come on, just hold Saturday open. I'll pick you up. She said, what are we doing? I said, I won't tell you. Robert knew and kept
teasing her. He said, yeah, you're going to love it.
Tight,
you're
Grandma.
No, he never said that. Oh. How dare you? So I pick her up at about...
What a good son. Isn't he a good son, Oscar?
Yeah, I just stopped by and saw my mom and had her throw some vitamin B into my ass. That's all I had.
You know what? What is the one commonality we all have? There's nothing else that bonds us more. We all are nice to our mamos.
Love our moms.
Yes. Now, you say, well, everybody's nice to their moms. No, there's some people that don't have anything
some
to do with their moms.
Some people hate their moms.
You know?
But then there's people that
Pony
really
Boy, Oscar, Rob Spiewak, and
Pony Boy takes
really
another level.
Loves he says hold Saturday open, but they stay home.
Yeah. Drink a lot of wine, all. Make a lot of bad decisions.
Sure.
Tony, when was the last time you saw your mamo?
That was probably 3 or 4 weeks ago.
See, it's been a while for you, so that's good. You
do you talk
get down
on the phone?
To Virginia Beach.
Yeah,
you do. All right,
so good. Do I. I talked to my mom this weekend
excellent.
On the phone. It's fantastic. I'll be seeing her Thursday night for dinner again.
Oh, that's great.
That's twice in 2 weeks. That's a new record.
All you
got to
do is
fantastic.
Pee in the sink and you'll be right over.
That's right. Pee in the sink and I'll be there. Yes, right. Hope I get that same room.
Don't forget, Mike, that day. Asparagus for lunch.
Yeah. Yeah, boy. We won't be going. We will not be eating at the home, though. We're going to be bringing in sandwiches. That's what we're planning
nice.
On doing.
That's nice.
It's very nice, dear. Yeah.
So that'll be fine, dear.
That'll be fine, dear. Thank
so
you.
So I picked my mom up, and this is funny because she is, you know, she doesn't want to be out of the loop. She wants to know what's coming up. And
she doesn't like surprises?
I wouldn't say she doesn't like surprises, but a surprise is one thing.
She's a tremendous control freak, Oscar.
But yes, just horribly type A. But when you have someone really guessing on pins and needles for 3 days, it gets beyond being a surprise. She even said she went and... She said, you know what you do a lot is you do movies. I Googled, there's no special movies coming up. I don't know what's
no
coming up.
There's no old movies replaying.
Exactly. That's what she thought I was doing. So I pick her up.
She's looking through the newspaper going, I don't see The Wizard of Oz anywhere.
There's nothing in black and white
I don't
anywhere.
I don't see Gone with the Wind on here. It's
so
not working.
Pick her up and get her in the car. And we're maybe, you know, it's like, 30 miles from Ashburn to D.C. For the first 10 miles... She's making really awkward small talk because she doesn't want to say, well, where are we going? And so she's just talking about normal stuff. And she says, all right, I got to know. What are we doing? And I said, well, I don't want to outright tell you. Why don't you ask questions? And so we go through almost like a 20 questions thing.
This is fun.
And so she finally says, are we going to see Tom Petty? I said, we're not going to see Tom Petty. And then she's really just grasping.
So she has no clue. It's because of the geographical location.
She says, are we going to see Smokey Robinson? I said, I wouldn't cross the street to see Smokey Robinson.
Was one of the clues a black man?
But no, and I said, but you got the label right. Because
Motown.
They were both Motown labels.
Oh, I thought you were talking about labels that you put on people.
How dare you?
Exactly. I said, that's the same slur. So,
this is the joke. These are the jokes that come out of this man.
You're the one that talked about the teeth.
It's despicable.
It is horrible.
Is.
And Mac,
good to his mom, but bad to society.
I don't know why Mac asked me to say it. Mac just passed me a note. Stop
Mac,
passing
that's
the
disgusting.
Note.
Stop that. Don't write for him.
So she finally says, oh, my God, are we going to see Stevie Wonder? And I say yes. And she screams in the car. She's that excited. And I'm excited not only to see him again, but to see her see him. Because without getting too deep, my extraordinary love of music is based in her. She loves
sweet.
Music, and what I love, it comes from her almost entirely. So we get there, and
HBS.
For some reason, well, you know, absent.
Hey, you know what? He's perfectly happy. Don't we know that? Isn't he perfectly happy? Isn't he completely content,
HBS
Oscar?
HBS gets the best of both worlds because he'd have to deal with him when Rob was going through his awkward stage, and then when Rob found his way, like he's let's work this out.
Well, but HBS, got to give him credit. He gets into that same kind of Queenie stuff that Rob likes to go. Wouldn't he roll to a Wizard of Oz with you or something that?
You know, he's always a go-to for a black and white in the big screen. Absolutely.
A black and white, yes.
And, you know, my dad has some musical influence on me, too, but I would say my dominant musical influence comes from my mom.
It's your mom.
And you know what my dad used to do with me? My dad'd be up here in the Maine North Woods, and we'd take a station wagon out in the middle of Jackman, Maine, and he'd drop me off in the woods 70 miles from anywhere, and he'd say, make it back. See how you do.
Meanwhile, my father is saying, what's better, Maltese Falcon or Casablanca? That's the extreme.
I have
challenge.
Great memories up here of my father. I remember my father being on a 17-foot Boston Bailey going 30 miles per hour and lighting a cigarette standing up. Absolutely impressive.
How much are tickets for Stevie?
The face value for these were, I think, $140.
Holy shit. Excuse me.
That's cheap compared to like the Eagles, isn't it?
I mean, and we were section one, row T. I mean, we were right up close. They were.
Didn't
good
you have? To, were there other people there with you? Were there other
no,
people?
Just
that
the
you
two
went
of
to?
I saw a couple listeners that.
I saw some listeners. I guess posted. Some
I know one guy
of that
the name
concert.
Because it's such an incredible name, Court Manley. I saw listener Court Manley, and he was very, very nice. So we get there.
Man, you were that. I was just sitting home on Saturday night just unfriending people like a maniac. Yeah. Like 500 of them.
Two different ends of the spectrum.
So we get there. And
oh, you feel that way?
go on, shoot this. Mike has like now yes. 3,000 friends on Facebook. Now's the time to
There's
get those
room.
Applications.
I probably have an opening for 500.
A casting call?
Wow.
It's been a long time since I've done that.
You have?
I mean, this was not, and I don't mean that. I'm talking maybe five people. Really,
okay.
Total. If it's five, I might, I'd be very surprised if it was more or, yeah, I think it's probably more like three or four. That's how many total that I did that. Yeah,
so it was at the Verizon Center, and amazingly, parking went very smoothly getting there. So we went to Bar Louie, had a couple drinks, found our seats. Stevie hits the stage at about 8:15, and there was an intermission, maybe a 10 or 15 minute intermission, but he played until midnight. And it was
I would not have hated it. I'm bored. I get bored. I mean, it's the
he
same
did
artist.
The entire. No, he did the entire Songs in the Key of Life album, which
was.
Oh,
I'm
bored with this.
That does sound awesome.
Come on, man.
Yeah. No, I'm saying, Rob, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of Stevie Wonder, but midnight, oh, my God.
But
how long did
was
it
so
start
cool.
at 8?
Yeah, a little after
4
eight,
hours?
Just about 4. But the thing that was
God,
so
I don't
cool,
even do a radio show for 4 hours anymore.
You used to.
You have to.
Yeah, I know,
you
and
remember,
I, that was tedious.
Mike goes to bed at 8.
That's true. Okay. You could have seen the Stevie matinee.
Hey, you know what? You know what? Last night, Oscar,
yes.
I went to bed after the football game.
Oh,
I watched New
nice.
Orleans beat Dallas, and then I turned in. So what do you think of
did
that?
Did it wreck you for today?
No, Mrs. O'Mara was extremely kind. Let me sleep till 7:15 this morning.
Sweet. That's sweet.
She
wow,
was
good
wonderful.
Stuff.
She was one. She was marvelous in her mysticism.
But one thing that was probably the coolest is I think they had a deal where he could play until midnight, and that's like his contract with
yes.
Verizon. He finishes the encore of the entire album. He plays through the entire album. He spotlights all the artists. You would have loved the musicianship, Mike. Three drummers and a percussionist.
Oh, I would. I you told me that. And I would have loved it. It's just you don't. So it. So the time just flies.
No, it flies. You
totally
you don't
like
even
that.
Look at your watch. And then he looks at his assistant and he says, "What time is it? How long do we got?" He says, "You have 18 minutes." I looked at my watch. It's 18 minutes to midnight. He played as much music as he could for that last 18 minutes. He played. I would have bet $1 million against it. He played Uptight. Everything is All Right. A hit of his from 1965.
Oh, very cool.
And
very
he played
cool.
Part-Time yeah. Lover.
Cool.
And then
he looked like he was having a good time.
Oh, and that's the best thing about it. Stevie looks like he's having more fun than anybody else. He's
and,
up
and
there
a genius.
Having a
blessed and a guy that has preserved his instrument. I watched...
he sounds exactly the same.
I saw a clip, an old clip of, I think, 1994, Whitney Houston at the Grammys. Probably one of the last times she was able to even sing I Will Always Love You.
Yeah.
And I realized that you have to really take care of that instrument if you're a professional singer. And it can go. The difference between her in 94 and 97 was nightmarish.
Mm-hmm.
And by 1997, she was already doing, if I...
Oh,
she's,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Doing that kind of crap, and she mm-hmm. was already gone. It's sad. Stevie Wonder has preserved... he has ranges where other artists cannot perform his music. I remember that on American Idol. You couldn't do the songbook from Stevie Wonder because his register is so ridiculously high, and he still does it, and he's in his 60s.
And the thing that was so amazing is that on the hard notes, on like when he'd go high on... Isn't She Lovely or something like that, he'd still oversing it. He wasn't just singing like the record. He
Incredible.
Would go higher, and he would have
Incredible.
More fun with it. All the screaming, all the having fun with the vocals. At one point, and I counted, over 40 musicians on stage just
really?
Making that sound of that most incredible album. It's a really phenomenal experience. If you can see
well,
this
it,
tour, see it.
It would seem to me that you are setting yourself up. Sharon, there should be probably a pretty good Christmas present for Rob.
I should
future.
Hope so, please.
I think that would be terrific, because that's what it's all about in my family.
Something tight.
Reward. Reward behavior. That's the way we do it. And blame.
So, more fault and blame, but also love. And I think they're complicated. They're intertwined, aren't they?
They are intertwined. What did you eat at the Stevie Wonder show?
All we got was an order of, and I love them, Bar Louie has tater tots. So we had tater tots before the show.
Oh, tater tots. Oh, man.
Yummy.
Hey, Mom, what time does Stevie come on? I'm curious about that. Mom? There we go. Thank you very much. All right.
And you know
I'll
what?
Figure this out today.
I would,
great
Bar Louie, big thumbs up on their old fashioned.
Yeah. Well, the reason the tater tots are so good is Bar Louie is actually Bar Louie Anderson. Oh. Fantastic. Take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. I'm glad Sharon had a good time.
Happy birthday,
Mom.
Very
nice of you.
We'll give you an update on the Matt Damon movie. Lots more fun and more thrills with news you may not need. Coming up next on the Mike O'Meara Show.
AmeriCast is back. New studio, new sound, stereophonic, Technicolor, all around more Mermelstein. Every Monday, download it from iTunes or from the TMOS app. Just two clicks and you can be caught up with more. Sponsored in part by, do you enjoy water sports, but the sea doesn't agree? Try Captain Jack, attorney at law.
Very strange.
Out of his mind.
Is a very strange man.
You smell something burning?
I do.
Now, hold on a second. Now you're freaking me out a little bit.
Can you check something out? Let's check without there, Mac.
Hold on just a second. Wait a minute. Hold on.
No, not you, Mike.
Just kidding. It's right to the TV. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara. Is it bad? Is this really bad?
We're fine.
Oh, you know what that is? They started the heat in the building.
That's what it is. It's moron. The first
day. Can you go get Mac? Because Mac's going to walk around and be awkward. Everybody, please.
You guys are such don't you remember? Then they kick on the heat. Is it that cold there today, or what?
It was 47 when I woke up in Leesburg.
By the way, would you leave your life in Pony's hands? Would you leave his information?
No.
If he happens to say they just started the heat,
that's what
would
it
you really
like.
Want it? Would you really count on?
He's right.
The fact
I've done
that
this enough
a,
times that it smells like.
It's you know what it is.
The boiler came on.
It's an oil heater.
On,
it's that old oil heat smell, Mike. You don't get it much anymore.
It's fun. Welcome back to the show. Oscar, what are you reading lately on Audible.com? Because we want to welcome them back to the Mike O'Meara Show.
The Lean Startup, How Today's Entrepreneurs Use Continuous Innovation to Create Radically Successful Businesses.
And if you're in the mood for a book, maybe you could get Fiction. Ladies and gentlemen, but Oscar, it's always improving the prize. That's what he's doing.
The Lean Startup.
That's how he does it.
I finished listening to it on Audible.com.
Right.
It really breaks down how you could have a great idea and start off and really learn how to spend the least amount of money and time and find out if it's actually viable, if it's actually something that will work.
Audible's great.
So it'll teach you how the book teaches you how to either find success fast or fail fast. And if that's the case, you want to fail fast to spend the least amount of money on
it's
some
cool
sort of
idea.
Venture.
Yep. Yes. It's a neat concept. Everyone, please go to audiblepodcast.com/TMOS to show your support and get a free book. You're going to love audible.com. It's the leading provider of audiobooks with over 150,000 downloadable titles of all types, fiction, nonfiction, periodicals, you name it. Audiobooks are great to listen to when you're driving, at the gym, on the subway, just relaxing. And just for TMOS listeners, Audible is offering a free audiobook so you can try out the service. One audiobook we'd like to recommend is the one that Oscar just talked about. To download this audiobook for free or any other one of your choice, Chasing the Scream is one that I truly love by Johan Hari. I think you'll really, really get a perspective on the drug war, and you could grab that at audible.com too. Go to audiblepodcast.com/TMOS. That's audiblepodcast.com/TMOS. Thank you, Audible. We truly appreciate it. We're glad to have them back.
News.
Matt Damon's The Martian, we were just talking about it, Oscar mentioned it, opened this weekend with 55 mil. That is just shy of an October record. Interestingly enough, that record is held by another movie about astronauts lost in space.
On the Jack
From
Tar.
The deck of the Jack Tar. Gravity had a $55.7 million October debut in 2013. When the final box office numbers are released tomorrow, The Martian might actually overtake that. And congratulations to Matt Damon. I think it's, as Rob said, he gives it a thumbs up. So that's a
good
movie.
Awesome.
And I'm going to to be seeing it, and Oscar's going to be seeing it. So, you know, there's just not that many good ones around anymore, so we'd like to run out and see him as soon as we can. New details are emerging about the apparent suicide of Jim Carrey's girlfriend, Catriona White. Very interesting name. I always stop on that name a little bit. Catriona. She was found dead at her California home on Monday night. Pill bottles found at the scene, as well as a note referring to an alleged breakup with Carrey, have led investigators to believe that she took her own life. An official cause of death is still pending until toxicology results are in. Now a new report claims that the pill bottles were prescribed to an alias used by Jim Carrey. Many celebrities use alternate names in different situations for privacy reasons. It's unclear, though, how or why White would have come to possess medications that were prescribed to Carrey, which, according to TMZ, were propranolol, or is it propanolol? That's what it is. Propranolol, Ambien, and Percocet. All were prescribed by the same doctor, says the site, and now investigators want to interview Carrey in hopes of finding out more information. Meanwhile, the actor is said to be devastated over White's death. They were seemingly still a couple based on social media as recently as 2 weeks ago, but the story goes that they broke up, and right after that, she took her own life. TMZ further reports that Carrey's been supporting White's family financially. He reportedly paid for relatives to travel from her native Ireland to the U.S. and is paying for their hotel accommodations, and while funeral plans have not yet been finalized, Carrey has offered to pick up the tab for that, too. That is just a horrible, terrible story. I'm interested in her. I don't know why I am, but I went onto her page, and just a beautiful, sweet young person, and it's sad. It's kind of a drag that this happened.
I don't feel that he's at fault in any way, but I do feel sorry for him that because his alias is on those pill bottles, it drags him and connects him to it, and I feel sorry for him because that no one needs that.
Well, the only thing I think about with a person doing this, that you had one person that was initiating the breakup and one person that maybe didn't want to be broken up.
Yeah.
And that's you know, that's as simple as you can look at that. But you have to get inside their lives and find out more. We may never know.
Even,
you know,
more devastating when one person's a superstar.
Yeah, it sucks. It really does. Speaking of superstars, David Cassidy was charged with a hit and run on Wednesday, September 30th, for a Florida car crash that he was involved in. On September 9th, that's when this happened, the former teen idol, 65, he was in Lauderdale when he allegedly sideswiped a truck, then attempted to cover his license plate.
Hey, I think I hit you.
Oh, no. A witness at the scene says she snapped a photo of the car's tag.
Oh.
You know, that's a guy that's just got bad luck, doesn't he? I mean, she snapped a photo of his license tag.
Poor guy.
The former Partridge Family star is also being charged with driving with an expired tag. Okay, just keep piling it on in his Kia Sportage. There's certainly a lot of major inconsistencies in the report. That's according to Cassidy's lawyer.
I guess the Corvette days are behind him when he's driving a Sportage.
Mm-hmm.
poor David Cassidy.
It's been a rough few years for Cassidy. This past February, the former Celebrity Apprentice contestant filed for bankruptcy. In documents obtained by Us magazine, Cassidy owes hundreds of thousands to creditors with debts to companies such as Wells Fargo, American Express, and Citi. Last year, the 70s and 80s heartthrob was arrested for drunk driving. He faced similar arrests in August 2013 and November of 2010. I hope he gets help. I really do. You know, it's a drag. These are stories I'm the messenger, okay?
Understood.
Don't hit me over the head, ladies and gentlemen. Beard transplant surgery. I've never heard of this. This is stunning to me. I don't think Oscar Santana has gotten beard transplant surgery, but they're doing it.
It's a donor.
Weird. Yeah, you could be a donor, that's for sure. They are on the rise worldwide, with one New York doctor saying he performs about 3 procedures a week.
What?
Beard transplant. What is going on with people, really?
They just
want to,
like, fill in patchy spots or something?
They want to be lumbersexuals. They want to be... this is
overrated.
The nonprofit International Society of Hair Restoration Surgery said beard transplants accounted for 1.5% of all hair restoration procedures in 2012, but that number spiked to 3.7% in 2014.
Wow.
Medigo, that's M-E-D-I-G-O, a company specializing in helping patients find overseas clinics for different types of procedures, said it compiled data indicating the number of beard transplants worldwide increased by 600% from 2004 to 2014. You know where the nucleus of the trend is?
Where?
Brooklyn. Yeah, that's where the hipsters are. Yeah, good job. So get your beard transplant, you
or
idiots.
Or just grow one if you want.
No one in the NFL was arrested in September. Let's give it a nice round of
applause. All right. Yeah. Big win.
Nice job, fellas. That's actually very rare. It's the first time the league went to a full calendar month without an arrest since July of 2009. That's over 6 years. That's
good.
Wow. Now, you may be thinking that's just one long, rough streak, but you'd be wrong. Last month and July of 2009 are the only months in the past 11 years where an NFL player wasn't arrested. And last month was the first time in 15 years that the league went a month during the season without an arrest.
Wow.
It's good, right? I mean, hey, it's a positive, right?
Sure.
It's a positive. That's the way we look at
pretty
it.
Pretty sad.
We're trending good,
it is very
right?
sad. It's ridiculous is what it is. Here are some other interesting facts. The NFL has been averaging an arrest per week over the past 5 years. The Minnesota Vikings have had 18 arrests during those 5 years, which is the most by any team. The Denver Broncos are next with 16, followed by the San Francisco 49ers and Tampa Bay Bucks, both with 13. And no NFL team has gone the last 2 years without a player being arrested. So
wow.
There we have it. Isn't that interesting?
That is.
That's sad.
And you know, when you hear so much about it, because the industry...
Isn't that something?
Yeah,
that
I mean,
really is something. That's
I mean,
true.
You don't hear about that because they've got their fingers so... They control their media so much, they're too powerful.
Yeah, unless Plaxico Burress shoots himself in the thigh at a club, then you hear about
that.
Yeah,
that you hear about, sure.
That heard around the world. And now a little something-something. 51-year-old Hayden Vandiver of Columbia, Tennessee... hated his old boss and couldn't stand being around his wife. So he came up with a brilliant plan to solve both of his problems. He broke into the asphalt company where he used to work last Sunday, stole his former boss's Dodge pickup, then drove it into a creek. He didn't even have to try to hide that he did it because he wanted the cops to catch him.
Good.
After he was arrested, he explained to reporters why he did it, quote, "My boss disrespects his employees and made me feel great to do this because I know it'll hurt him. He'll come in the next day and his little baby is four foot in a creek." It also solves his issues with his wife. This is a sad guy.
Yeah.
Because now he's in jail. It'll give him some time away from her and might even end their marriage. Quote, "She's having a bad time right now. She knows I did this to get away from her." Wow, how about that? He was charged with burglary, vandalism, and driving under the influence, and he pled guilty to making a lot of sense. Am I right, ladies?
Hey, ladies.
We'll take a break. With the audio of all the Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm little Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode, Gary hoes out the podcast.
Oh, no.
You do.
Not really.
Yes, you do.
Oh, tell them about the two-man march.
Also, the two-man march, the plans are coming together, and man, we're going to pick our march theme song.
Biggest movement in history.
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the new Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Touch of Modern. I can't tell you where this is on touchofmodern.com. I'm just going to tell you. It caught my eye. I hope it's still somewhere up there. It might not be. They change their great stuff on Touch of Modern
all the time.
All the time. You'll have to check it out yourself. But they're always showing you new gadgets. This was a single-handed bottle opener, where you could actually pick up the bottle and open it with one hand. Did you see that on Touch of Modern?
It's so cool.
It's like $9.95. Incredible deal. And they have all sorts of great stuff on touchofmodern.com. The latest trends, the best prices anywhere,
yeah.
And really amazing cool stuff. If you're a watch person, like I am with my Trazer watch,
mm-hmm.
The best nighttime watch, because I love to look at what time it is in the middle of the night when I stir. The Trazer watch is the one that I picked up this summer on touchofmodern.com. You'll love it. They connect directly with top designers for timeless and unique products. Touch of Modern scours the globe to get this great stuff. You're going to love it. You can surf this site all day long and find something that's just right for you. Here's what I want you to do. Right now, our listeners can get immediate access when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Please do it today, because tomorrow it'll be different. It is. They always update it every single day. That's how life rolls at touchofmodern.com. We love them. You'll love them. Check them out today. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Monday, October 5, 2015. Rob Spiewak.
I know you all like to play games. Let's play a game in the audio vault
okay.
today. And we will start with Mac on this one, I think, and go around the horn. I'm going to play the voice of a of a famous person.
Okay.
And I want you to try to tell me who they are. This is when they're much younger. That's all I'll tell you. Cool. Okay. So I'm just going to play you a small, isolated piece of their voice. Name this person.
There has been a low pressure system which has regurgitated around a low pressure high that has been causing all of this misty weather that we've been having.
So it's like a weather report, I guess. Mm. Mac, any guesses?
Al Roker.
It is not Al Roker. I'm sorry. Oscar.
Brian Williams?
It is not Brian Williams. Pony.
Oh, is that definitely Topper Shut?
Not Topper Shut. Mike O'Mara, do you have a guess?
I do. Eric Bickle.
No. I would like to play this in context from you, and if you want to search this on airchecks.com or wherever you can find it, this comes from the Alan Wentzel Show on WAMU.
Ladies Alan and gentlemen, Wentzel!
The
no,
voice,
I do
the
know
voice
this.
You heard was Mike O'Mara.
Oh, my God!
That was you!
That's me?
On the Alan Wentzel Show.
Well, Alan Wentzel, you know, Alan has this thing from AU.
Awesome.
Alan and I keep in touch on Facebook.
He's
That's how we
nice,
communicate.
He's a nice guy.
He's so funny. He has really, really always been a very, very funny guy.
So what year would he be on WAMU? Would that be 1980?
That would have been either in 1980 or 81.
All right,
I hear that again?
I'm going to play you the whole clip in context where Alan actually introduces you.
Oh, my God.
And you're
this
doing
is back
shit.
At American University?
Yeah, and I really...
This is where cool. did you get this? This
Alan,
is fantastic.
Alan sent it to me
oh
so
my
I could
God.
Play it for you.
Oh, my God. So this is amazing.
This is a great air check, and obviously all you need is a better tuner.
The 61 WAMU at American University. Everybody.
Home of the hits, Mike.
Right now, with me in the studio, I have Mr. Mike O'Mara, our weather expert.
Al, the situation is basically this. There has been a low-pressure system which has regurgitated around a low-pressure high that has been causing all of this misty weather that we've been having. When you get two fronts in this type of hyperstructural systemation, you will have a situation where the misty, mystifiable pronunciation yep. of the high will cause this controversial situation in the weather patterns among the northeastern Gulf Stream water fronts. And that will cause the overall fluctuation of the cloud structure, which will, as most people know, cause an indentation into the major reciprocation of the cloudal front. I think many people today aren't really into weather. I'm into it in a big way.
Certainly, what if you woke up one morning and there was no weather?
Yeah, exactly. And I've said that to my mother and my father. I said, look, you know, we get up in the morning, we see the sun, but what if there wasn't anything? What if there was Zippo? You know, we wouldn't
Indeed.
Have weather. Weather is life, Al. That's what we all revolve around.
Thank you very much.
That's goddamn. I am proud of that for
you
AU.
You should be.
I am
pretty
proud of that
good.
For AU.
You
are doing a good stick. Good. That is good quality yeah. stick.
You should be
for
proud
a
of the
stick. Kids.
You should be ashamed that you didn't recognize your own voice.
That's
the only thing. But,
I can't believe it.
Once again, there's Mike.
There has been a low pressure system, which.
You know, it's so funny. Cool. You go play those old. Ah, here we are. Yes, sir. Thank you so much for this.
When you hear that, do you hear yourself trying to sound like a broadcaster?
Probably.
Yeah.
I probably always tried to sound like a broadcaster. I probably still do today, but that is just a way to go, Al
yeah.
Wentzel.
You should play that for Carla.
By the way, my show is the Uncle Mike Show on Friday afternoons at WAMU.
Nice.
What's great about it is I did it as everybody was ramping up to the Friday night, and then I got out just in time for the good parties, everybody. Hey, did you catch the Uncle Mike Show while you were getting dressed for your party?
Wow. Another great broadcaster I have tape of. He was on the, I guess, a Fox Sunday morning on locally in D.C. Jimmy Cerrito made chili. Actually,
yes.
not
saw his picture with Annie U.
Not Jimmy per se. EQ made the chili, but they did introduce Jimmy, and they maybe should have let Annie handle the intro because the other anchor introduced Jimmy.
All right. Thank you, guys. Yes, we are in the kitchen here cooking up some tailgating food that will keep you warm on this cold day. Perfect football weather. Some chili here. We've got Jimmy Carrito of Jimmy's Old Town.
That just made my day.
Jimmy Carrito.
Jimmy Carrito.
Jimmy Carrito from the Gambezi crime family, ladies and gentlemen.
And what's so great is not only did we get Jimmy Carrito, we got TV Jimmy. We've discussed this in the past. Where it's not this Jimmy at all, right?
Yeah, it's mellow Jimmy who's just trying to be mellow, and he can't. He's not capable. He's too hyperactive.
TV Jimmy.
So, there Jimmy, we go. You were born and raised in Buffalo, New York.
You know your wings.
You do know your wings.
Yeah.
Do you bring some of that flavor down here? Or because this is such a melting pot.
It was an easy thing to do 18 years ago when we opened Jimmy's. Yeah. I said, let's just make it a Buffalo bar. I know it's in Washington Redskins country, and I thank the Redskins fans for embracing us.
Hang on.
I love that, man.
Take it easy over
there.
And then they all just talk all over everyone. But what's here? Let's hear this just one more time.
All right. Thank you, guys. Yes, we are in the kitchen here cooking up some tailgating food that will keep you warm on this cold day. Perfect football weather. Some chili here. We've got Jimmy Carrito of...
Jimmy Carrito.
And let us close. I thank everybody, all 92 of you who sent it to me. Yes, Zach Hocker from the Saints bounced one off the uprights last night.
Oh,
so
he
let's
did a
close.
Big one. Oh, and a devastating one.
Oh, yeah,
run,
they really could. They could have given the game away because of it.
Yep, they could have given. The Saints went on to win, but this was, I tell you, they were ready to kill this guy before this happened.
Let's
this
hear my favorite noise.
Hocker, the kicker. As if Dallas has a extra point block. This is the place for it. Hits the upright. No good. It hits the upright.
That's such a great noise. Jimmy Carrito loves it. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic. I love that. That was a great Audio Vault. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show is come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with us, TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Jimmy Carrito Wednesday mailbag, email Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We rely on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS. How about telling them about our big meet and greet coming up on October 14th?
From 6 to 9, Mike.
Mad Fox. We're going to be in Glover Park at the Mad Fox Tap Room. We want to see you there. I think we're going to be up in the balcony. So when you walk in, just go up the stairs and we're all going to be hanging up there, seeing if we can knock it down. We'll see you there. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao.
Hey, not so fast, Mr. Big Shot. I got to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So shop Amazon and use our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.